The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to The Morning Toast. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone is having a great day. I'm having a great day. I'm feeling very stamp of approval because I am joined by TikTok PR marketing branding queen, GBT, girl boss town. Your real name is Robin, but like I will never call you anything other than GBT.
Perfect.
Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. Sometimes when people see me in the street, they're like, girl boss. I feel it's like a LuLaRoe ad.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah, it's giving,
but it's Robin.
It's giving MLM.
Yeah, of course.
But. Okay, I have so many questions for you. Okay. Before we dive in, thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you.
I need someone to just kiki with. There's so much going on in the pop culture space. We're coming off the Oscars, and like, I think that you really match my energy in terms of being like, you could talk about this shit for hours endlessly.
Mm-hmm. I grew up reading Us Weekly, not Hooked on Phonics.
Exactly. Yes. Not Highlights Magazine.
No.
So for those who may not be familiar, you have blown up in the last like 3 months. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yes.
You are a TikToker, mm-hmm. but you do really interesting content, like shit nobody else does, which is why I feel like your content is very unique. Mm-hmm. You're all about PR, branding, marketing. Like you evaluate certain crises. You're always giving people advice. You're giving brands different ideas mm-hmm. on how to elevate their branding. So tell me about your background. Like, are you a marketing major? Like,
yes. Well, I was a communications major, but I always say like none of the stuff that I talk about, I learned in college.
By the way, same. I was a communications major
yeah.
as well.
I think that the reason why I like am like this is because I grew up watching reality TV and just being the ultimate consumer of pop culture. So when you're the ultimate consumer, you know what people want because like I have the brain of like the audience that mm-hmm. it's targeted towards. And I like did marketing classes in high school, you know, like sold the cookies like
yes.
at the school store.
Yes,
shout
yes,
out
yes.
Nashville High School North. but I was in corporate marketing jobs for a minute, but for like health insurance companies mm-hmm. and like I could truly care less.
100%.
You know what I mean? And then I was like, I am just gonna quit this. I'm gonna go to esthetician school so I can get free filler for the rest of my life.
Love that for you.
Yes. And when I quit, I started bartending and I had a lot of time during the day. So I started uploading TikToks and then it's just kind of took off. I am not in esthetician school.
So
I'm on the morning
toast
now.
Filler.
Not yet. Okay. I mean, legally.
You should follow through just on that for like a hobby.
Yeah, no, of course. I love it so much. But I started doing PR moves on TikTok and it was an effect where everybody commented, do me next,
right.
do me next.
Different
not
brands.
In my dating left
no.
life. It wasn't do me next, but like for the TikToks. But then brands started seeing that. And now I do creative consulting for a lot of brands. So it's not like your typical influencer
no.
brand relationship. So I do a lot of that on the back end. But I'm also like creating an audience with like GBT, doing the stamp of approval.
Okay, so I feel like if you don't have a TikTok, you might have no idea what we're talking about. But you really blew up when you were doing different like ideas you were having for other influencers, being like, this influencer should do a partnership with this brand and then release this book or this documentary.
Yeah.
And then all these influencers and brands started commenting like, do me next.
Yeah.
And then you literally, how many followers did you get like in that couple weeks?
175,000.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
And your
insane.
Life has just been
completely changed.
Right.
I was doing side work at a restaurant in like October, like washing silver. And then in January, I was at E! News. I was like, this is crazy.
It's so
but
crazy.
But it's the power of social media. And I also just want to say, if there's anybody watching this who thinks, oh, it's too late to get on TikTok, I kind of missed the wave.
Right.
It's definitely not.
No, you're proof of
just
that.
Don't come from my position. But yeah. like, it's not too late. It changed my entire life. And this is a dream. I'm a massive toaster. I've been a toaster from the start.
Yes.
So everything I'm doing is amazing. And thank you so much for talking about that. But this is my...
We just love to hear that here at The Morning Toast. I love you for being here. I cannot wait. I know you kind of, I see, I watch all your videos pretty much, and I think you get similar, not backlash, but feedback mm-hmm. about being like too obsessed with the Kardashians. Yes.
They call me a vapid waste of space. I love that. Not and that I read the comments or anything.
No, of course not. And by the way, same.
Yeah.
I could talk about the Kardashians till the day I die.
Yeah.
And I just want to do like a little speed round of questions for you. One, like which Kardashian do you relate to the most? Who do you love the most?
So OG, like early seasons, Khloe, currently Kim. I have three sisters as well. Ooh. So we used to like fist fight over the straightener. So I like get that vibe yeah. and energy. But I feel like right now I'm in my Kim era. Like I'm not becoming a lawyer, but same vibes.
I totally love that for you.
I mean, businessman beau attire.
You're looking snatched to the gods.
Thank you.
It's giving Kim Kardashian.
Oh my God.
Okay, another Kim Kardashian related question. Like, uh-huh. what is your take on the whole Kanye thing? I know people are so sick of hearing about it, but I do want
to
get your
take. Yeah, definitely. So I don't like to speak too specifically on it because I definitely think it is like mental health related. And like, there's a difference between pop culture and like, this is serious.
Agreed.
But I have the same big three as Kanye.
What's the big three?
Like horoscope.
Oh my God,
so I relate to him a lot. And I'm a massive, massive Kanye fan. I think he's a genius mm-hmm. and I love him. But what's been happening recently, he's not a P-Jom.
No, not giving P-Jom energy whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
What is your sign?
I'm a Gemini sun, Cancer rising, Pisces moon.
Okay, but like what month were you born?
May 31st.
So what does that make you?
Gemini.
Thank you. Okay, yes. So you're toxic.
Yes, exactly.
That's all I know about horoscopes and that I'm a Cancer. I don't even know Ben's horoscope and it's going to be an extremely hot take. Like, I don't believe in them. Moving on.
Yes.
I hear that you have prepared some PR moves, creative consulting
yeah.
suggestions for the deck. Morning toast. Please, I would literally love to hear them.
Okay, so it's kind of like That's So Raven. Like, these ideas just, like, come into my brain and I write them down in my notes in my phone.
Okay.
First and foremost, I think you should do a collab with Sony Morgan on toasters. I'm kidding. But, like, that would be iconic. Love the idea.
Best one you've had.
Yes. But speaking of Sonya, I think you guys definitely need to have a booth at BravoCon and in the morning. And, like, you guys could actually, like, serve, like, different types of toasts and spritz.
Love.
And then interview the Bravo celebrities. Love, obviously, love, very on brand. I think to launch, like, you do great on TikTok.
No, I don't.
You do. You do. Follow her on TikTok.
Agreed.
But I think you should start Toast Talk, where there's a question about pop culture, like a pop culture story that you covered that day and or the previous day. And in 60 seconds or less, you dive a little bit more into it.
Okay.
So like the most popular story of the day, dive into it a little bit more on the toast every single day in 60 seconds or less. Toast Talk, cute, kitschy.
Love, 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 love.
I think for spritz, you guys need to have a spritz single taken spritz dating event where each color represents if you're like single, taken, or like mingling.
Oh my God, that's like such a good idea.
Yes. And a little bit on that and with dating, I think that Sophia LaCourte and The Snatchler and you guys need to have like a bachelorette type series uh-huh. sponsored by spritz. And it could be at a bar and you guys could like, remember when in Kim and Khloe Take Miami, they like vet guys for people to go on a date with. Kind of like that. But I feel like Sophia LaCourte, like you guys are very good friends.
Love.
She is like embodies like spritz. Young New York spritz. Yeah. Yes. I think a dating series with her would be cute. And last, I know you love the show The Four, like with the songwriters, with like Ryan Tedder.
Yes. Is that what it's Songland. Called? Songland.
Yeah. And so I think you should have a contest where songwriters write a theme song for the toast. And you guys do like an American Idol moment on one episode where they all come on and like audition it.
Love.
Yes.
Love, 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 love.
And I'd like to be a judge too.
Of course. Oh my God. Cool. Wait, those were really good ideas.
Thank you.
How long does that take you to come up with?
Like 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. So people are always like, what's your process? Like they get so deep. They want me to talk at like colleges. And I'm like, right. Honestly, I like watching old episodes of America's Next Top Model and Kardashians get my brain going. Mm-hmm. And then I just look at somebody's Instagram and it's like a That's a Raven moment just comes to me.
We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Tiffany. Yeah.
No. And you know what? Those were such good ideas. And I feel like brands pay you like a lot of money and like we just got it for free. So
yes.
This has been worth it. You can go. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
No, I'm totally kidding. She's going to join me for the Fast Five. I can't wait to get your take on, I'm still just like reeling from the Oscars. I'm not over it.
I can't get over it.
And I know this sounds like so dramatic, but like I have not been able to sleep. Like it's just been on my mind.
Same. Literally.
It's so crazy. And now there's a lot of rumors going around that this whole thing was staged.
I don't believe it was.
Me neither. I didn't even make it a story because it's not real. People were like, it was a stage slap. And there's just no way in hell that it was fake.
No, I mean, I think bitch slapping somebody, and also I hate when people come on the show and they're like, can I swear? I'm like, fake fan. You know you can swear on the show.
Literally.
Bitch slapping somebody is not a PR move.
Hot take. Like,
having a relationship with somebody is a PR move, but doing that on live television, especially with the Oscars where everything has to be vetted, this is like a massive night in television. Like, that is not a PR move.
Okay, and I hope once we get to the story, you're going to give some of your suggested PR moves. Yes. Because Will is, it's crazy. When I look for stories in the morning for the show, literally every, it's multiple stories on every single website. Will Smith this, Will Smith that. Jimmy Kimmel gave his take on Will Smith. It's crazy.
I know, it's insane. And honestly, like, I'm a massive Will Smith fan. He was turning into Jason Derulo a little bit on TikTok. Remember when Jason Derulo was doing like
out of control
TikToks with like high like
quality editing?
Yeah, it was a little weird.
But it's not the vibe.
It's not the vibe.
Stop.
Stop. But I love Will Smith. But after this happened, it was like my whole life flashed in front of my eyes for him.
I'm so glad you're matching my level of drama queen, because I couldn't agree more.
And the thing is, like, how my brain works too. I'm like, what is that phone call he got like the next morning?
Right.
Like, what does that look like?
What were people in the control room doing? Like,
freaking out.
Yeah. Even people in the front row, like, it was just beyond.
You know, there's going to be a Hulu documentary on it in like 2 years.
I'm so ready for it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think without further ado, we should dive into the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. And today's episode is brought to you by the new Starbucks Baia energy drink with caffeine naturally found in coffee fruit. It's energy that's good. It's a beverage that's crafted from caffeine naturally found in coffee fruit, as well as antioxidant vitamin C. It includes three delicious fruity flavors, mango guava, raspberry lime, pineapple passion fruit. We do have them in the studio. I do drink them before the show, in case you can't tell, because you guys know I like really don't drink coffee, but these are super delicious. It's a refreshing flute-flavored boost of energy, in a way that only Starbucks can deliver. Each 12-ounce 90-calorie can contain 160 milligrams of caffeine, so you'll be buzzed and ready to talk as fast as we are. Starbucks Baia Energy Drink is available online at grocery stores, convenience stores, and gas stations nationwide. Personally, I love the raspberry lime, but every girl has their own flavor profile. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. Today's episode is also brought to you by Wonder Skin, new beauty brand that we're obsessed with here at The Morning Toast. It's taking over my TikTok For You page. They're winning tons of awards, and you've probably seen their videos of the Peel and Reveal lip stain. It's the coolest lip product that I've personally ever used. You put it on your lips. It comes out blue as a mask, and then you mist their activator. In seconds, you peel off the mask, revealing a beautiful lip color that is transfer-proof, waterproof, feather-proof, and it will last for 10 hours. This product has won the most prestigious Allure Best of Beauty Breakthrough Award. You have to try it, but don't stop there. They also have the best skincare that we're obsessed with. It's called PureVac, which we've spoken about a lot here at The Morning Toast. It's literally the opposite of covering up. They're three products that work together to give you flawless-looking skin with a beautiful glow, and you'll see the results after the first time you use it, and you'll get meaningful results in just 4 weeks. For the first time in years, we can leave our house confidently without any cover-up makeup, just PureVac. So we've been using Wonderskin products for a while now, and as we said, we're obsessed. They create products unlike anything we've tried before, and the best part is they all work and have made a difference in both my makeup and my skincare routine. And their Liquid Gym Sculpting Serum is amazing. It helps to better define and sculpt my face, reduce puffiness if you have a big round face like me. Right now, if you go to wonderskin.com, use the promo code TOAST, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping on orders of $50 or more. That's 20% off when you go to wonderskin.com, use the promo code TOAST. Okay, GBT, are you ready?
I am so ready.
Okay, the first story, obviously the biggest news, is that Will Smith has issued an apology. Mm-hmm. He took to Instagram and he apologized to Chris Rock for slapping him at the 2022 Oscars. Here's what he said. Violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I am embarrassed and my actions are not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness. I would also like to apologize to the Academy, the producers of the show, and the attendees and everyone watching around the world. I would like to apologize to the Williams family and my King Richard family. I deeply regret that my behavior has stained what is otherwise been a gorgeous journey for all of us. I'm a work in progress. Sincerely, Will. And then he copy and pasted that and made it his caption as well.
Mm-hmm. We love a Notes app apology.
We do. This one's kind of gorgeous. It's black and white. It's not Notes app. It's a little elevated.
Yeah. I will say, I think he should have pulled the Jersey Shore and been like, Chris, the last night at bed, when you put your head in between two cocktail waitresses' breasts. But I think this needs a little bit more of a serious apology, not just like Ron and Sam.
I know.
I don't know how I feel about it, though, because it's almost like the damage is done. And like saying you're sorry on a notes app apology and giving like a public statement is the first step. Mm-hmm. And like, I believe that everybody can be forgiven, besides my ex-boyfriends. But it's all going to be talked about like his actions, mm-hmm. like going forward. It makes me so sad though that like this kind of like tainted his like legacy a little bit and
the biggest night of his career.
And also I feel really bad for like Venus and Serena's like family. Like how awkward is that?
Beyond. And then like, Venus's nipple popped out.
Yeah, I mean like
it was just not the night for the King Richard crew.
It was not the night.
I have to say I do appreciate this apology because honestly I wasn't sure if he was going to stand by it. Mm-hmm. Or not. And I've seen a lot of discourse online where people are, you know, justifying it and they feel as though it was like the right thing for him to do and comedians are the enemy. So I wasn't sure if he was good. There are people like supporting what he did. So I'm like, he could lean into that.
Yeah.
And not even have to apologize. So I have to say, maybe my bar is low, but I'm glad he doesn't stand by what he did and he's like remorseful of it because he could have gone the other way and it would have been okay because a lot of people are down with Tiffany Haddish was on the red carpet saying it was like the greatest thing she ever saw. She wished man
a lot of people are standing behind him.
Right. So he could have just leaned into that and not apologize and moved on.
But it's like, was that fully him?
The apology?
Yeah.
Or it was something he thought he had to do because there's like so much backlash. They're talking about like stripping him of his award, which I think is dramatic.
But we'll never know.
I know.
So like for face value, I'll take it for what it is and I appreciate it. But I think going forward, like he's definitely going to be on Red Table Talk.
100%.
And Chris Rock is going to go on Call Her Daddy.
Oh,
and we're going to get both sides of the argument.
Honestly, the only person I'm like dying to hear from is Chris Rock.
I know. And I don't know if he'll do anything. And it's, did you see the meme where it was like, Will Smith from Shark Tale and Chris Rock from Madagascar. And it's like, the fact that we saw these two fighting. It's just like,
it's everything. So, it's the craziest thing.
Do you think Chris Rock will speak out?
No, Chris Rock is like a celebrity in name only. Like, he doesn't really have that like relationship with fans. He doesn't do, he's very much like behind the scenes. He does his work. He lives in New Jersey. He doesn't live in LA. He's not like that. I actually don't think we will hear from him ever, like, again on this.
And something that I noticed after I watched it for like the 12th time is he says after he's like, I'm not going to speak on it anymore. And he goes, I could say so. Next. So it's like, was he about to go in on Will Smith?
Well, there is like a deep history with Will Smith and Jada with Chris Rock. Like, this isn't the first time like Chris Rock has gotten in trouble over a joke. He made a joke in 2016 also. So there's obviously like a distaste. There's like not good vibes. And what I think is interesting is like P. Diddy, the night of the event, was like talking to reporters, was like, it's all good. I can guarantee you, like, it's been settled. And then reports were coming out, like, the two have not spoken to each other. So this public apology is nice, but like, did he apologize personally, privately? I don't know.
I don't know either. And honestly, the fact that this happened on live television,
it's beyond.
And the girl who, you know how they didn't bleep it in Australia, but there's like a somebody doing like subtitles or speaking in the background of it.
Yeah.
She's having her moment because like everybody is posting that.
Yeah.
And I was like, if that was me, I'd be like so excited.
So is Lupita Nyong'o. Like, could she have had a better seat?
No. And she's like this.
Yeah, no, she's like shook. I think she's also like, is this a skit?
Yeah. No, I think that's what everybody was. But I saw Teffy was there and I texted her and she was like, it was silent after it happened.
Beyond
like,
awkward.
Silent.
And the way we really knew that it was so real, and that's why I don't even buy into any of the people who are like it was fake, because Chris Rock is a professional. He's the biggest comedian in the world. He doesn't really mince words. He doesn't stumble over himself. And he was like visibly shooketh. And he was like stumbling over the teleprompter.
Yeah.
His words, he was like fumbling
and
a little bit.
He was talking about documentaries after.
Yeah, like he was just not well. Of course not. I don't think anyone could even in that moment grasp what was going on, let alone having to go on with the show. And he did as good of a job as he could have done. Mm-hmm. But that's how there's no way in hell this was fake.
The fact that he got slapped and then had to talk about like planet Earth, it's just like beyond. There's like a lot. And
no, and you know what? Like, this is why the Oscars have been so boring for so many years, because they didn't have hosts and then
people like weren't slapping each other.
Right. And now it's like there's all this backlash, and we're gonna talk about the next story, which is some backlash Amy Schumer is getting. It's like, you wanted comedians, you wanted the show to be funny. Mm-hmm. This is what happens.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, let's go back to the boring, no hosts, 2-hour show, and nothing comes of it.
Well, what I was going to say is I think that there's people on Chris Rock and Will Smith's team, like, equally. Because it's like, it was about Jada's medical condition, which is horrible. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm like, oh my God, like, Will Smith did the right, like, not the right thing, but he had for his wife.
He had every right to be upset. And when you're upset about something, you go over to the person, especially if you know them personally, which I believe they do, and you tell them you're upset with them.
But then with comedians, it's like that's what the people wanted out of the Oscars.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
David Spade said the perfect thing. It was like,
I loved it.
There's literally, the comedian on stage has no clue of everyone's medical history. And I am a pop culture girly. There's nothing on this planet I don't know. And I had no idea Jada Pinkett Smith had alopecia. I thought it was a personal choice because I think she looks great.
Stunning.
And I thought it was like a style thing. So I didn't even know that. I think there's very little chance Chris Rock did. Mm-hmm. And if there was a conversation to be had afterwards, they could have worked it out.
Yeah.
So I stand firmly on Team Comedian. I'm seeing online that's kind of an unpopular opinion. And a lot of people are, you know, praising Will Smith for standing up for his wife. And don't get me wrong. Like, if someone says something about me, like, Ben, you better go over there and take care of it. But violence is never, that's not what I'm referring to. I like strong words.
Yeah.
So this just will continue to be the thing I will think about for the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
And now more backlash drama. And this one I just really can't with. And like I'm about to go off is about Amy Schumer, who I have to say, I feel like I've been critical of Amy Schumer. Yeah. I'm not like a big Amy Schumer fan. Mm-hmm. I love her movies. I have to say, I Feel Pretty is one of my favorite movies. And Trainwreck is amazing too. But I'm just not, I'm not a huge Amy Schumer girly. So just know that I'm not even being biased right now. She is now getting backlash. I can't. She has to address the backlash over the Kirsten Dunst seat filler joke. So Amy Schumer defended her joke where she called Kirsten Dunst a seat filler at the Oscars after some viewers dragged her as being disrespectful to the actress. She said, hey, I appreciate the love for Kirsten Dunst. I love her too. That was a choreographed bit she was in on. I wouldn't disrespect that queen like that. And as you guys know, she did this bit where she sat next to, I can't remember his name from Friday Night Lights.
Landry.
Literally. Where she sat next to Kirsten Dunst's husband and was like, oh, seat filler, can you get up? I need to talk to your husband, whatever. It was obviously a joke. One, it was hilarious. Two, I wish Amy didn't even respond to this because, like, when you respond to backlash, especially moronic backlash like this, you're giving light to it. And, like, as a comedian, like, you should just be able to do a bit. I was pretty sure Kirsten Dunst was in on the joke. Even if she wasn't, it was still a funny joke.
Yeah.
Kirsten Dunst is the biggest actress. She's nominated for an Oscar. Like, we all know who she is. It was a joke.
Like, I got the door tour.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. I hate this. I hate everyone and justice for Amy Schumer.
But also, can we just talk about how her husband is a critically acclaimed actor as well? And like, I only know him as Landry Clark, who had acting and killed somebody and then his dad like burned the car.
No, of course. I also know him from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
That's where I like got my second dose of Landry. But he will always be
Tyra Collette's Sci-Ho. Yeah,
literally.
He will always be Tyra Collette's Sci-Ho.
He's so Friday Night Lights to me, and I agree, I cannot see him as anything other than
Landry.
No, like
I know his last name.
No, what is it?
Clark.
Landry Clark, yeah. That show is like, honestly, a work of art.
So it's my favorite, the first season of that show, I can't watch it without getting full body chills, and I'm like, I am so fucking lame.
No, you're not. When I hear the theme song, like I actually cry.
And yeah, and when like Matt is singing Mr. Sandman to his grandma after the first date, like come on.
The grandma.
And Tim Riggins, if you're watching this, which you're not, like,
don't, by the way, do not be,
well, Kim watches and Kylie,
literally everyone watches the shows. Like, I would not be surprised if this got to Tim Riggins' desk. So if there's something you want to say to Tim Riggins, feel free to speak directly into the camera.
Texas forever inside of me, please.
I agree. And by the way, Taylor Kitsch is like still so hot, but he will never be as hot as he was in Friday Night Lights. It was the hair, it was the dirty house, it was the dirty clothes, it was the alcoholism, it was everything.
It was the hooking up with his best friend's girlfriend.
That show is like, I actually need to rewatch it, but like,
I rewatched it recently and it's so good.
I think why people are so connected to it is like, it really romanticizes high school and like the best time in your life. And when you're in high school, you don't realize like these are the days that you'll remember for the rest of your life. You're just like, oh, I have to go to math class.
Yeah.
But it really, it captures that time when you're like 17, 18, you're like falling in love and it just romanticizes it. And I think that's why we all watch it and we go back and watch it. It's like, yes, that was us. Like everyone, high school was horrible for
and
a
it
million.
Was, and it was before social media. So it's romanticizing you falling in love for the first time without like the guy liking other girls' bikini pictures.
Yes.
You
and
know
it's
what I
so
mean?
Simple too, because it's in this small town in Texas and it's
Dylan.
Just like, it's so.
And the coach. Coach Taylor.
Ain't it good to be the coach? Have you ever seen the Amy Schumer skit where she pretends to be Coach Taylor's wife?
No, but I love how you just circled it back to Amy Schumer.
Thank you. That's what I do here at the Morning Toast.
Yes.
Circle back.
Talent.
I want your take on the Kirsten Dunst joke.
Okay. So, as I stated previously, like, I got the door tour is truly It would be like, I should make it my Instagram bio.
You should.
Bring It On is the best piece of art ever.
I couldn't agree more.
Like Sparky Pilastri. Come on.
Those are not spirit fingers.
I like how I'm dropping last names too.
Yes, you're firsty lasty.
Firsty lasty for sure. I don't think this is a big deal at all. Like, no. I don't think Kirsten Dunst cared whatsoever.
No.
Like, she
is a queen. She was nominated for an Oscar with her husband, who was also nominated for an Oscar.
I mean, if she got second place to the East Compton Clovers,
right?
She can handle an Oscars joke. And honestly, like, as I said in Gossip Girl, like, all press is good press in a sense. Like, if you're being talked about at the Oscars, even if it's a joke, I would be like, oh my God, I am the seat filler bitch.
Yes.
Like, come out with merch, seat filler merch.
There's so many famous people in the room. So to be acknowledged
as Lady Gaga once said,
there could be 100 people in a room and Amy Schumer's talking about you. Like, it's and you know what? Like, all this backlash to like these jokes is bothering me so much. Like, I honestly hope the Oscars never has a comedy host again. Like, leave comedians alone. Like, you want us to make you laugh and then you're gonna go cry about it. Like, fuck off. I just think like everyone is being a loser right now.
John Rivers is quaking.
No, and you know what? As much as I would literally give up my left breast to have Joan Rivers be alive right now, I'm grateful she's not alive to see this farce.
It would never.
But there's so many moments where I'm like, if only we had Joan, like the voice of reason.
Yes.
Because once she speaks, like, it's over. Like, whatever Joan says is gospel.
It's like the GPT of approval.
It is.
Yeah, but red carpet.
Oh, my God, I love that. Would you ever do, like, what is your goal from all of this? Like, do you want to do red carpet hosting? Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
So, I might be doing some red carpet hosting next week.
Yes.
Fingers crossed for something like my bucket list.
Yes.
But, I mean, I did E! News. Like, those were, like, my younger like dreams and goals. Everybody wanted to be on E! News.
Juliana,
like,
Rancic.
Exactly.
When I was in communications class, my first day and like my first semester for being a communications major, it was like communications 101. We all had to go around like say what we wanted to be. Every bitch was like, I want to be the next Juliana Rancic. I'm like, good luck.
Yeah, no, literally same. Like Brielle Bierman.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That was such a good episode of Don't Be Tardy. Thank you for referencing it.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
But so I did that and it was so dope. But I think out of all of this, I love pop culture so much. Like, it's literally my religion. But what I like to do career-wise is definitely, like, the consulting. I would love to open up my own creative agency or be, like, a creative director for a brand and then keep working with brands. I basically want to be, like, if Gary Vee and Kris Jenner had a baby who had a TikTok.
I love that. I was going to give you, like, a PR move. And I was going to say, like, your long-term goal should be, like, opening up an agency.
Yes, definitely.
Like, because I could see, like, myself going through a scandal and then, like, putting you on retainer.
Yes.
Because you're in touch with what's going on.
Yeah.
You're innovative. And I think that would be, like, a great.
And I also think that, like, since I am such a consumer of pop culture and, like, we're not even going to get into, like, the cancel culture of it all because I agree exactly with what you said in your book. And I do think it's dying down a little bit.
I do, too.
But I think having, like, a voice of reason, like, when I talk about these things on my TikTok and I'm just, like, this normal girl who's, like, from New Hampshire on her couch talking about it and giving my opinion, being like, well, look, we have to look at it on both sides of things. It kind of, like, makes it more, like, realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like,
because it humanizes it.
Because, I mean, we have seen so many, like, Notes App apologies. I think Apple needs to do a billboard with, like, Notes App apologies to talk about, like, the Notes App.
I love.
Yeah. But I do. I want to open up an agency. That's, like, my biggest goal.
And what would the name be? Stamp of Approval?
GBT the agency.
GBT colon the agency.
Yes.
I love that for you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, moving on. Amy Schumer did an amazing job, I have to say. I thought the three hosts were incredible.
When she's like, finally we got a good movie about women in Hollywood, Venus and Serena's dad.
No, there were so many good, like, that little monologue she did. First of all, I wish there was more of it. I know it's an award show. There were so many awards. And, like, to be honest, like, we don't really care.
Well,
like,
that's the point of the show.
No, I know, but it's like, we don't care. Like,
yeah, Megan Thee Stallion singing Bruno.
Innovative.
Yeah.
Completely unique.
Yeah.
Never been done before. Yes. Throw it up.
Put it in a blender.
Give birth to it. Put in a blender.
Yes.
I thought the three hosts, where was Wanda? Like, there was just not enough of those three ladies. And each bit they did, I thought was hilarious. When sometimes I think a lot of, like, the hosting bits that people do, I, like, roll my eyes at. It's, like, so cringy.
Yeah, no, 100%. And Amy Schumer also got to be with John Cena in Trainwreck. And, like, I love John Cena, but I'm shipping him and Nikki forever.
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 Even though I'm so happy with her and her new life, I do feel like the one that got away.
Oh, 100%.
Also, speaking of Amy Schumer, things she did in her movies, she also made Bill Hader hot. which is like an incredible feat. Yeah, it's a challenge. And now he's dating Rachel Bilson. And I firmly believe like he would not have. Oh, no, Anna Kendrick. I apologize. I don't think he would have been able to get Anna Kendrick if it weren't for his work in Trainwreck. And that's just my hot take of the day.
Yes. I mean, if you're dating the inventor of the cup song, your life might have a couple of challenges, but I'm here for it.
Right. If you're also dating the most annoying girl on the planet, like that.
Well, you don't like Anna Kendrick?
She's annoying.
She's my number one celebrity that I don't like, and I never speak on celebrities that I don't like.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my number one celebrity that I want to meet. And I'm like, ew, GBT, get out of here.
No.
Yeah, I agree. There's something about her.
Yeah.
But see, you know what? I'm so glad you brought this up. Because you know what I've been thinking about a lot lately?
I'm so glad you brought this up because I just want to like talk shit.
Yeah, me too. You know who I've been thinking about a lot lately?
Who?
Anne Hathaway.
So she actually looked really good in her most recent red carpet, and Les Mis was the worst thing that ever happened to her.
So there was like that year or two where Anne Hathaway mm-hmm. was having a moment.
Yes.
In Hollywood, but
the princess of Genovia.
Literally. But us, we were like, fuck this bitch. We hate her for no good reason. She was a little annoying, not a crime. And she did say she was going to use her Oscar as a weapon against self-doubt, which is an annoying thing to say. And mm-hmm. and she deserved the backlash she got for that. But like, she didn't really do anything. And we all just hated her. And I think it really damaged her, like on a personal and mental health level. And now she's working again. But she doesn't really do press. She's not very like in with the fans. She just does her art and she goes home at night. And I think that's because she's like damaged from people hating her for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
And honestly, Anna Kendrick is giving that same energy. Anna Kendrick is annoying, but what has she done?
The cup song.
You know, the cup song is a crime.
The fact that the cup song played on the radio, like that is foul.
It's so true. It's so true. But again, not a crime.
Not a crime.
So it's like we all hate Anna Kendrick collectively. And I feel as though like in a few years, like we will feel bad the way that I feel bad now for how I hated Anne Hathaway mm-hmm. when she didn't do anything other than just like be annoying and have a bad haircut.
Yeah, but honestly, I was in the Anne Hathaway hating.
Grew.
But like Princess of Genovia, like Amelia Thermopolis Grimaldi, mm-hmm. like that is like one of my favorite movies.
Voltaire.
Yeah.
Hair. I'd rather talk about Voltaire.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. And like the Mandy Moore of it all. So how you go from that to being the most hated woman in America, like it is a great accomplishment, honestly.
I know. But Anne Hathaway did look good recently on the red carpet.
In that blue dress.
Yes. I was like, you know what? And that's how like I flip-flop. Like literally it's so bad with pop culture and everybody does.
Same.
Like I flip-flop so bad. Like I saw one good photo of her in a blue dress and I was like, you know what? She's kind of the moment.
The way that I now would take a bullet for Selena Gomez when I used to mm-hmm. talk so much shit and I feel embarrassed. I feel ashamed. I was wrong. And I love it. And I think it was part Rare Beauty and part Only Murders in the Building that really did it for me. Mm-hmm. And I should have always loved her. Like Taylor loves her and I trust Taylor Swift with my life. So if like Taylor has judgment that she has decided that Selena Gomez is everything of the sort, like I should have believed Taylor mm-hmm. and I didn't. And that's
on me.
But
not about cats.
But not, that's the one thing I can't.
Yeah, I mean, same.
I can't. Do you pets?
I'm very allergic.
To all?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I have a puppy.
Oh.
His name is Howie. Yeah,
so when I asked you if you had pets, you forgot about your dog.
You said cats.
No, I said pets. Okay, that was a misunderstanding.
Oh my God, stop. You're gonna make me cry.
Why Howie? That's a unique human name for a dog.
So when I was 12, the name Howard just came into my brain. And I was like, if I ever have a dog, I'm gonna name him Howard. Very much Kylie, how she names her dog old
Norman,
man names.
Yeah.
Not that I was hopping on that trend, like my white toenail polish.
Sure.
But yeah, Howie, he's the cutest Shih Tzu in the world. If you're watching this, you know how people do that.
Okay, hi Howie.
Hi Howie.
So yes, this whole cycle of like hating and loving celebrities is very toxic.
Yes, and one more thing, I saw a meme this morning that was like, sometimes I feel bad about saying that Julia Fox is annoying because I have a premonition that I'm low-key annoying as well. So we say all these people are annoying, but I'm like, I'm fucking annoying.
Yeah, no, and I know like I'm not everyone's cup of tea. Like I'm very high energy. I know people find me annoying. They find the way I talk annoying. I talk too fast. I say like a lot. And so like maybe that's just how I feel about Anna Kendrick, you know?
It's projecting.
I'm 100% projecting my insecurity. And honestly, like I'm jealous. Like
if I see Anna Kendrick, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Like I'm jealous that you were in Pitch Perfect because like that's a dream role for me.
Yeah, you would kill it.
I know.
You really would.
Okay, I'm so glad like I got that off my chest. Yes. I actually feel like lighter than ever and perfect to dive into our third story, which is brought to you by Below Deck. Good day, Yachties. Your favorite reality franchise is charting course for Australia and Peacock's new original series, Below Deck, Down Under. On a super yacht near the Great Barrier Reef, it's not just the waves that rock the boat. Each charter of outrageous guests presents new challenges for the Yachty Hotties, but you can count on them to work hard and play harder. Besides, there may be sharks in the water, but this crew has a bite of its own. The fan favorite Aisha from Below Deck, Med, is back. She's chief stew, while the hunky newcomer Jason has everyone saying, aye, aye, captain. You're adding in yacht-sized egos and dueling deckhands, and you can bet there's drama on the horizon. If you're looking for the ultimate escape, pull up that anchor and come aboard. Below Deck Down Under is streaming now with new episodes every Thursday only on Peacock. Are you a Bravo girly?
The biggest.
Yeah, what are you watching right now?
So I have an unpopular opinion, and I know that you're going to disagree with it, but, like, I love Teresa.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. But Jersey's my favorite housewives, but I'm recently rewatching Rahoni. I'm on the episode The Bee Is Back, where Bethany comes back.
You say Rahoni, too.
Yeah.
I get so much shit for not calling it Rony.
Oh, no, it's Rahoni.
No, and Andy says Rony. Like, it's Rony, but I say Rahoni.
Yeah, no, Rahoni.
Oh, my God, I'm so, like, relaxed now.
Yes. I watch it all. I another unpopular opinion, like, I loved Don't Be Tardy. Like, I love Kim Zolciak
Bierman. That's not an unpopular
opinion. Like, for the public, but you know what I mean?
It is
and I watch her Instagram lives. Like, that's where I'm
ready?
At.
I'm going to one-up you. I watched a one-hour Ariana Bierman TikTok live, like, 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah, same. It's like, I have a cashmere robe.
That's next level. Yeah. I have CAB Cosmetics.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Get it. Yeah,
they have like really good lip liners, of course.
Yes, well, I mean, on brand.
On brand.
One more thing about Below Deck, they should sponsor a segment on the show where you talk about like shipped, where you talk about like what ships have sailed for the week and what ships are coming in about new relationships in Hollywood.
That is an unbelievable idea.
Thank you.
Would you ever do Below Deck? I have been reached out to like do a trip.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, being on a bathing suit on camera? No, thanks.
Yeah. I mean, Love Island, like, I could never, but it's my favorite.
And you have to pay for it. But it's, like, way discounted. Like, whatever the cost of, like, a four-day charter on a private yacht would be, it's probably, like, half.
But I feel
but like... I'm like, I'm not paying 60 grand for you to put my fat ass on TV. Like, no.
Well, no, first of all. Second of all, I feel like you learned your lesson on Say Yes to the Dress.
100%.
Yeah.
I would be, like, a difficult charter guest.
Yeah, no, same.
Just because I want to get, like, blacked out till 6 a.m. and then wake up at 10, you know, and go down the slide.
But at first when you asked me, this is, like, how in my brain, I was like... I thought you meant to, like, work on Below Deck. Like, would you ever
want more? Yeah, would you ever be a Chiefs, too?
No, but, like, Chef Ben.
Mm-hmm. He's a cutie.
Sometimes. Yeah, I could never go on TV in a bikini, only if it was Love Island UK, because it's, like, my favorite show of all time.
Yeah, and I would have to be paid approximately $20 million, and then I would do it.
Yeah, with the water bottle.
Yeah, of course. Oh, these are – I actually have a Love Island water bottle. I should have worn it today, but it's a little dirty, and yes. I never cleaned the cups. But your cup is clean. It's right.
As I'm like
– No, it is clean. It's clean. Okay, let's go into the next story. Which, as an NYU graduate, is beyond painful for me. Taylor Swift is accepting an honorary doctorate at NYU, and she's speaking at the commencement at Yankee Stadium. So she's adding more accolades to her already impressive lineup. The Blank Space singer is set to receive an honorary degree from NYU, the school announced on Monday. A press release states that Swift, 32, will receive a Doctor of Fine Arts, an honorary one, and will speak at the graduates to the graduates at commencement on May 18th at Yankee Stadium. The degree will be Taylor Swift's first, as she was already touring and writing hits by the time she graduated high school, so she doesn't have a college degree. And she, NYU will also just introduce into their curriculum a Taylor Swift class, like in their Clive Davis music program. Like, so she's that. Obviously like an NYU girly. She has a good relationship with the school.
I mean, Cornelia Street.
Literally. And I just want to say, like, this kills me because, like, we had Billy Crystal, who has done it 1,000 times, and I didn't even go. So NYU, there's different schools within the school. So every smaller school has, like, a Radio City Music Hall or a Beacon Theater graduation, which is, like, 10, maybe 1,000 or 1,500 kids. And then you walk across the stage, you get your diploma. But then the big overall school does it at Yankee Stadium. That's where the commencement, like the big celebrity speaker is. I didn't even go.
Sounds like I would sweat a lot.
It was horrible. Like, all my friends were going and I was like, why? What? And I was also like already like working at the time. And I was like, I don't have time for graduation. Like, I have a job.
And the outfit is so not flattering.
It's awful. And you have to wear it in the heat outside at Yankee Stadium in May or June. I'm like, absolutely not. Just to hear Billy Crystal. Like, no offense, Billy Crystal. It's just, like, not my personal vibe. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy for these kids. And they're also doing it for the kids who graduated last year.
Oh, that's really nice.
Because they were robbed of so much. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy for them. But, like, I'm just seething with jealousy.
But it kind of sounds like a brand deal. Like, what is, like, an honorary degree? You know what I mean? Like, she deserves an actual degree.
Agreed.
She deserves a doctorate. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler is from, like, the area where I'm from. So he always, like, comes and speaks at, like, high school graduations.
Oh, that's so cute.
Which is very elevated. Live Free or Die, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Taylor Swift doing this, like, that's like a concert. Like, I would want her to perform.
Is she going to sing?
Is she going to sing? What song is she going to walk out to?
Welcome to New York.
See, you already have
it's been, I could, like, you might be the PR girly, but, like, I am the Taylor Swift discography girly. Like, yes. I could, what's the word? Score an entire day of someone's life.
Like, if you don't listen to I Heart question mark, get the fuck out the club.
100%.
I mean, I think it's cool. I think it's great. But, like, I just don't really understand. Is it, are they just, like, honoring her, but they're giving her a degree?
Yeah, they do this with a lot of celebrities. And I think it's also a way of getting celebrities to agree to do the commencement.
I was going to say, it's like a brand deal.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you get paid to do commencement? I feel like no, even though these schools are insanely rich.
Yeah.
I don't think you do. So I think a way of, like, enticing big people to do it is to give them an honorary degree, which, like, even if you're really famous, like, it's pretty sickening to get.
Yeah. I'm going to get an honorary degree from, like my Nashua Community College, to speak.
I'm going to get an honorary degree from, like, an online college.
Like Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah. I have to say, Phoenix's branding is gorgeous. Like, I'm constantly crying at the University of Phoenix commercials.
Yeah.
No. And SNHU.
That's literally where I'm from.
Oh, but is it not an online school?
No, there's an actual campus.
Oh, but it's crazy. Where did you go to college?
I went to the University of New Hampshire.
And then that's when you, did you graduate or you?
Yeah, I graduated and then I moved out to LA for 2 years. I did a program at UCLA.
Oh.
And then I did another program at the clubs every single night. and
I'm like, what's the clubs? I never heard of that school.
Yeah, no, the clubs. It's the School of Hard Knocks.
Are you a party girly?
I used to be. But now it gives me really bad anxiety. But, like, literally it was out till, like, 12 o'clock last night. So, like,
yes. You know what I mean? You're only in New York once.
Yes. I love the art and the action of taking shots. Like, I love getting everybody together to do it. It's the chaos. And then, like, I tell everybody, drink. And then, like, everybody's nights get ruined.
Yeah, of course. You're the night ruiner. You're the pusher.
Yeah. You push people. Well, School of Rock's my favorite movie, by the way.
I would expect nothing less from someone who stands Taylor Swift. I'm sorry to correct you. That is a quote from Mean Girls, not School of Rock.
Oh, no.
I'm a pusher. I push people.
Yeah.
Like a drug pusher.
Yeah.
And School of Rock is
my favorite movie.
Agreed. Like, I think there's a list of probably 10 or 15 movies. Bring It On is on there. School mm-hmm. of Rock is on there. Mean Girls is on there. Clueless is on there. Mm-hmm. Legally Blonde. That, like, shaped who I am as a woman. That's, like, what I'm always talking about in my book. It's, mm-hmm. like, these films, like, I was obsessed with TV, like, you growing up. They shaped who I am. Like, the monster that I am now, like, you can blame it on Bring It On.
Yeah. No, like, sometimes I'll walk around and I'll be, like, humming, like, heal me, I'm on.
Oh, my God. That is an iconic niche reference.
A minor. Yeah.
With A minor. Yeah, literally. A minor G on you.
Yeah. No. And that's what I said, like, literally being this, like, ultimate consumer of pop culture. And I think Drew Barrymore and even Josh Peck said in his book, by the way.
Amazing book, right?
How he said, like, TV was his best friend because it, like, filled up this space mm-hmm. when, like, he was alone and it kind of raised him. I feel the same way. And honestly, you know how there was those ads on TV that Disney Channel would go, like, quiet for an hour so you could go play outside?
Oh, my God. The worst time of the day.
Yeah, they thought it would be, like, good for the kids. I'm like, honestly, this is proof that, like, watching TV can get you somewhere in life. Everybody, introduce your kids to TV.
Agreed. I was, like, one of the only kids, like, who I was friends with in high school who had a TV in their room. And it was, like, crazy. Like, oh, you have a TV in your room. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I agree. Like, it was kind of crazy. But it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Best thing ever happened to me.
I love TV.
There's people who grew up with TVs in their room. And there's people who grew up without TVs in their room.
I agree. And we're a different breed. Like, we are unique girlies.
100%.
Did you watch a new season of Bridgerton yet?
I haven't.
It was okay.
I've heard mixed reviews.
Yeah. And was, not Olivia, to be like a freak, but there was like no sex. And like, that's why we're tuning in.
No, 100%. And I remember when Olivia Rodrigo's Sour was getting big, somebody tweeted to her like, I would love to see this in Bridgerton. And she did like the eyes emoji, which is like basically text lingo of I have a secret project coming up.
Yeah, right.
But people said that it wasn't in there.
Yeah, I do. I have to say the music, the way they do those classical renditions of modern songs is brilliant and it's beautiful. So and I watch the show with captions because I'm like a grandma now and like I need to just, and they're always talking like old timey English. I just like need captions. Certain shows like I just can't understand. And I love that they tell you what song it is. So they did amazing songs. They did Wrecking Ball. Mm-hmm. They did good songs, but I don't believe there was an Olivia Rodrigo song.
Yeah, so I was looking forward to that and that's not happening. But I mean, I'm going to watch it. I'm always the one that's like, I've heard mixed reviews. It's like, I'm going to watch fucking everything.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I watched Brielle Bierman's live stream on TikTok. Like, I'm going to watch the new Netflix series.
You know what? I would love to get your PR take on, like, a hot button issue that was here at the Morning Toast where Jackie and I, like, maybe a year ago, we were just really trying to decide if Olivia Rodrigo was a one-hit wonder.
I was screaming and I was like, I was Team Claudia 100%. She is the opposite of a one-hit wonder.
Thank you.
And, like, she's, like, actually, like, breaking records and goals, and like, and it's been a year and she's even bigger.
I think Jackie would now agree that she's not a one-hit wonder, but it's nice to be right when you're always wrong.
No. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, let's move on to the fourth story. Britney Spears is tweeting and deleting.
Really?
Not That's tweeting, never posting. Happened. But yeah, she slams her ex-boyfriend Justin Timberlake and her mom Lynn for failing her during her hardest times in a now deleted Instagram post. She said she received a call from Jesus, and in a since deleted Instagram caption, she said, "Dear child, your mom had us serving with her book at the exact time when you needed her most. All for what? Fame and attention." Now, Britney is referring to her mom's memoir, which was called Through the Storm, A Real Story of Fame and Family in a Tabloid World, which was published a year after Britney's big public breakdown following her split with Kevin Federline. Then she unleashed her fury on an unnamed ex, as she alluded to Justin Timberlake's actions back in 2002 when he released his first album, Justified, and his diss track, Cry Me a River. She wrote, "Your ex did the same thing. He served with his first album, using your name, claiming you did him dirty," she wrote. Obviously, everyone knows Justin and Britney dated for a few years. She did delete this post, but she said she received a call from Jesus who told her all of these things.
Well, you want to know what's so funny? I literally have been ignoring Jesus's calls all day. Like, I just don't pick up when Jesus calls.
I'm a Jew, so I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, it sounds like a Carrie Underwood song, Jesus Calls. But this is so hard as well. It's like a Kanye for me, because it's like, I love Britney. Like, I love what she's been doing. She needs makeup remover, but like, I don't know what to say at this point.
I know,
point.
It's chaos. You know what I
mean? It's like a car crash. Like, you want to like watch. I mean, I hate that saying when people are like, it's like a car crash. You want to watch? I'm like, I don't want to fucking watch a car crash.
No, me neither.
I'm like, Bravo.
No, and I'm like, this fucking traffic, like, get the fuck out of my way.
No, truly. But like, what is there to say about this? And honestly, the Free Britney movement, I have like mixed feelings. But like, I'm so happy that she's free from her conservatorship. Like, rooting for that. The Free Britney movement is like such a crazy moment in pop culture. Like, it's just insane what we were able to do.
I 100% agree. It's a huge like statement on like the power of social media, the power of fan bases.
And Amanda Bynes just got out of her conservatorship. Like, justice for Amanda Bynes.
I could talk about Amanda Bynes. She's the man is on that list of movies.
Yeah. And oh, of course, my favorite Scooter.
My favorite Scooter as well.
And I want her to do something with Josh Peck. Like, I would love it if they were in, like a rom-com or something.
I know. Josh said that, like, they have not kept in touch, really.
Yeah.
But he, like, loves her and supports her from afar.
Of course. I mean, the Amanda Show.
I mean, we were... I could literally write a dissertation on how we were robbed of an Amanda Bynes, like, career. I think she would have been the biggest female comic actress of our time.
No, 100%. But back to Britney, it's like, after Free Britney, we're so happy for her. And then she started posting like new pictures on Instagram.
She's being a little wild.
Yeah, so it's like, we were all like so here for her to get free. Now we're like, well, now that she's free, look at what she's doing. It's like, we can't have both. Like,
no,
we wanted her to be free and to do these types of things. So I'm just going to like look the other way and like support her.
You know what I would love to get your take on? Because I feel like these last couple of years with all these documentaries about Britney, about Janet Jackson, the Lifetime movie, like, it has not been a good PR couple of years for Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I feel like he was really kind of exposed for like the toxic person he was.
And when he was fully cheating and they got that picture of it in New Orleans.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. So as a PR expert, like, where does Justin Timberlake go from here? Because there was a while where he was like really at the top of his game. His music was incredible. He was doing arenas. He was doing stadiums. Yeah. And now he's like kind of irrelevant.
He's recording an album with Pharrell.
Okay.
Or like he posted something like that. Like, I think he's going to try to get into music again. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that his Super Bowl halftime show wasn't talked about, but the little kid that took a selfie with him was.
That kid is so annoying.
He's from Massachusetts.
Sorry. And also, it's not nice to call a kid annoying. I'm sorry. But like, he's.
Well, he's like 17, I feel like.
Yes.
Not that I keep up with him.
Yeah, clearly.
But I think he's going to try to put out music. But this is the thing. I think what Justin Timberlake did back in the day was foul. But then we would have to turn it on everybody. I mean, those talk show hosts, what they used to say.
So
like,
true.
It was so bad. So it's like, if we're going to point the finger at one person, like, we're going to have to flip it on literally the entire media. It was a different time, which is not an excuse whatsoever. It's literally watching those interviews back. Like, it makes me so uncomfortable. It makes me want to cry.
No, it makes me literally fucking hate David Letterman so much. It's always those clips of David Letterman.
Yeah.
The way he used to talk to Lindsay Lohan. Like, oh, I heard you're doing drugs. Like,
yeah.
Even Pam and Tommy, did you watch that show?
Of course.
It was an amazing insight into, like, how Jay Leno, like, fuck Jay Leno.
Yeah,
fuck all those guys.
And I'm Team Pamela. Like,
obviously.
Yeah, and I mean, if you have big boobs and skinny arms, it's literally like a hierarchy. Like, that was the first video that made me go viral. And like, she is queen, skinny arms,
That's
big boobs.
I could such never. Such a good call.
I could never. It's Emrata.
I have big boobs and fat arms, so like, I'm halfway there.
I'm a fat arm girly. But I feel like Justin is going to try to put out music besides the Trolls album.
And even though that song is a certified bop.
Oh,
can't stop the feeling.
If you ask any 7-year-old their favorite song, it's that. Which
it's
is
an
honor.
Amazing song.
Yeah, like they don't know Mary Had a Little Lamb anymore. No, they know it's Trolls. Justin Timberlake. And it's Stormy Webster's favorite song.
But do you think he should address like how he's now like universally regarded as the biggest piece of shit on the planet?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he should address it because I think it's something we already know. It's like if like something was on fire and somebody came right. on and was like, this is on fire.
It's a fact
like,
of life.
It's a fact of life. So I think that, but it's so unfair. Like just because he's like a man, like I feel like he's looked at so differently and can still find so much success.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt about the whole Will Smith thing. Like I kept thinking, imagine if a girl got up there in like her big ass dress and slapped another girl or another man who, no, actually if it was a man, I would be okay with it. Slapped another girl who was like, talking shit or whatever.
Like, imagine like, if Anna Kendrick did that.
No, imagine if Nicole Kidman got up and slapped Amy Schumer.
Like,
Nicole Kidman would be crazy. They'd literally, she would have been escorted out.
She would like, be in a conservatorship.
Literally. Like, that's what I keep thinking about that's, like, bothering me so much. Like, yeah. No one would be defending her.
Yeah. Like, Britney Spears couldn't even, like, go to the bathroom by herself.
Right.
Because she... Because
she went through a hard time 100 years ago.
Went through trauma.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's not fair.
I mean. So, Justin Timberlake is, like... And I feel really good about the fact that, like, I've hated Justin Timberlake, like, long before it was popular. Mm-hmm. And that's just me, like, being a tastemaker.
Yeah. Hating somebody before everybody hates them is the best.
It's the best. You feel... And also, loving someone before... Like, I... And I know everyone's tired of hearing me say this, but like I
Casey Musgraves?
Yes. I was a fan of Casey Musgraves. I drove 2 hours to Huntington to see her. Like I was a fan of Casey Musgraves from her first album. And then like obviously she won a Grammy and everyone was like, Casey Musgraves is amazing. Like she's playing Coachella. Like, yeah, bitch, I already knew.
Yeah, like because Golden Hour is not your personality.
No, like really? Do you know pageant material? Because you obviously don't. Like you don't.
Time Store Cowgirl.
The best song on the planet.
Yes.
And the one that started my friendship with Casey Musgraves because I like put it on my Instagram story and then she responded to it. I didn't tag her in it.
I thought like, she said like, this makes me cry too.
She was like, oh, that's so funny that you said that because Dime Store Cowgirl also makes my dad cry. And it's like not even a sad song. I'm like, I know Casey. And then she invited me to her show. Like it was.
Oh, that's so dope.
Yeah. Like and now I hear that song and I cry because like I have open DMs with Casey Musgraves, you know?
I have open DMs with Lil Wayne. A little different, but like.
Oh, tell me about your DMs.
Do
a lot of people slide in asking for like advice?
Yes, a lot. This is not to brag whatsoever, but
please do.
There's a lot of blue check marks. And some are from people that it's like a little, sometimes I'm like, it's too late. Like
really?
I can't help.
Will you tell me afterwards?
Of course, I'll show you.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. But a lot of it happens through the DM.
And you respond to people and like you give your insights?
Or I'll give like my email. Like,
yeah, because like, girl, you got to get paid.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that for you. Okay, we only have one more story, which is like making me so sad because I could talk to you for 2 hours. And it is brought to you by Babbel. Because for most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. Some of us were just spent high school watching Friday Night Lights. But now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that's sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you're traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. If you plan on traveling this summer, I went to Rome and I did a couple Babbels on the plane, and I have to tell you how much time and energy and like grief it saved me, because just learning how to say like, please, thank you, right, left is just beyond helpful. And it was super easy with Babbel. You could choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and your accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. It comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee, so you can start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. And right now, you can save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/TMT, that's TMT as in the morning toast. Babbel is spelled Babbel.com/TMT. That's for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. Okay, the final story is about a man that like I love and he's toxic. Reformed playboy John Mayer says he now sleeps next to a row of pillows. So the 44-year-old reformed playboy lamented during a recent stop on his Sob Rock tour that people need to stop telling him to settle down and start a family. He said, when are you going to find someone? You don't have kids, do you? What the fuck? What the fuck have I done in my life to communicate that I don't want to have kids? What are you talking about? He said to the crowd in Vegas. Now he said, I'm doing fine because the left side of my bed is just a row of pillows. I sleep next to a row of pillows. Sometimes I put my laptop on top of the row of my pillows. Sometimes I sneak my phone in there. Sometimes I lose my remote in there. But what I mean is the stack of pillows doesn't resent or hate me or bring me down. Oh, that's sad for you, John Mayer. I just want to say, this is like... something we were talking about last week, why singers like should not talk at their concerts. Like, mm-hmm. we don't care, first of all. Keep singing.
Only Taylor.
Only Taylor, of course. And also, like, this does not make John Mayer look good. Like, oh, your pillows aren't mean to you. You're mean to literally every girl you date. Like, have you read Jessica Simpson's book?
Memoir, yeah. I was just about to say, justice for Jessica Simpson.
Constantly, always, and forever.
She's my number one.
She means the world to me.
Like, truly.
We have the same birthday. Like, I've been connected. Like, I feel very, like, connected to her.
Having a celebrity with the same birthday as you in middle school is equivalent to bringing a Lunchable on a field trip.
Who's yours?
What was that show on E? He's like Clint Eastwood. I was going to say, he's a world famous director. I was like, what's that show on E? When his family was on it.
That show was unique.
Yeah.
When she
they had like that boy band living with them.
When she burned the Birkin, because her boyfriend was, what's his name? Terry.
Tyler Henry.
No, that's the medium. He came on the breath.
Yes.
Before the breath got canceled.
He has a Netflix show now.
And the interview never got aired.
Really?
Yeah. But he didn't read me, so I didn't care.
Was he like, I feel like
this? No, I was wanting him to, and he's like, that's not how it works. I'm like, oh, okay, so what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And he was really sweaty.
With that Tyler guy, but yeah, Clint Eastwood is mine. A couple things about John Mayer. We've all read Jessica's book.
Right, and we know the truth.
We literally fucking hate you, but we love you.
But we literally would like do anything to have sex with you.
It's giving Kim Kardashian in Kim and Courtney Give New York when she's like, I'm dropping hints that I'm single.
Right.
I'm single. It's like by you saying you don't want a girl laying next to you in bed and that you have a bunch of pillows in your bed makes girls want to go into your DMs and be like, I look like a pillow. Like, squeeze me.
Oh, that's actually a good call. You think this was like a cry.
This is him dropping hints that he's not speaking to anybody and wants somebody to come into his DMs.
Interesting.
And it might be me, but
it will most certainly
I look
be
like
me.
A pillow. Like, I could be the pillow.
Do you share my sentiment that, like, while we're really happy for the life Katy Perry currently has, like, her and John Mayer are OTP?
Endgame. Yeah, no, 100%. And something that is, like, so niche that if you know this, I love the Katy Perry, the Katy Perry catfish episode where the guy thinks he's dating Katy Perry. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
It is my number one favorite piece
that
of media.
That sounds really sad.
It's like Slumdog Millionaire in my eyes. Like, it's like my number one piece of media. Also, in the Katy Perry documentary, which was everything.
Part of me.
When she breaks up with Russell Brand. Yep. And justice for Katy Perry.
The truckers are out here for Katy Perry.
And she's crying before the show. And they're like, well, it's the Rio show. They're like, we need you to get on stage. This is the biggest crowd. And she goes like this. Start the makeup. And she gets her makeup done. And then she goes on stage and starts singing The One That Got Away. Iconic.
I couldn't agree more that, like, if I'm starting another list, so the list of movies I previously mentioned, there's another list of, like, celebrity documentaries that are actually good and life-changing. So good. Now everyone has a documentary, and I think the perfect example of that is Shawn Mendes' Netflix one called Wonder, which was, sorry, atrocious. But there are certain celebrity documentaries that I feel as though are works of art. Katy Perry, Piece of Me or Part of Me, I can't remember what it's called. Lady Gaga, 5'2", getting ready for the Super Bowl. Joan Rivers, Piece of Work, is the best documentary you will ever see in your life. I can't remember which other ones, but like there are certain Beyonce's HBO documentary is on there too. Mm-hmm. There are certain celebrity documentaries that really capture who the person is.
Yeah.
And I agree that that moment in Katy Perry's was astonishing.
It's all I think about. Like, it's truly all I think about. And I feel like the reason why celebrities' documentaries and memoirs are so good is because it's giving us what we get from social media influencers.
Yes.
We get a real side of them. We get to see their lives that, like, we all think about. Or maybe not we all. Maybe it's just us.
Just us. And everyone who listens to this podcast.
No, yeah. But John Mayer, like, this is, like, pathetic.
I kind of agree. It's, like thirsty.
It's thirsty, but, like, he is low-key thirsty.
Yeah. What do you think about his friendship with Andy Cohen?
Like, do I think they're dating?
A lot of people do. I don't.
Because
if they were, like, they would.
Yeah, no, exactly. But if, let's play the game, like, if you had to pair him up with somebody, who would you pair him up with?
Probably me.
Okay, cool. Like, also, did you see that Jason Momoa and Kate Beckinsale left the Oscars together and were, like, getting handsy with each other?
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. That's
like
the best,
Mama?
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I literally would take a bullet for both of them.
And honestly, I think it's age-appropriate, and I hate when I say the word age-appropriate because I feel like a mom with Kohl's cash being, like, shopping for a homecoming dress. But it is age-appropriate.
I agree.
And, like, imagine that.
No, that's...
Imagine that. Imagine how tired we are.
Imagine how tired we are of hearing it. I think that that is the best couple. And, like, I never would have paired them in my mind.
I know.
I love that.
Yeah. And if I could name one Kate Beckinsale movie, I can't. But I can name what she wore in the paparazzi photos with her and Pete Davidson at the hockey game Anthony.
I couldn't agree more, like, to everything you just said. Except I do believe she was in Pearl Harbor, which is, like, a big movie.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Is she in it?
Yes, she's the nurse.
So is Jamie King, who's like Taylor Swift's best friend.
Who's also very underrated. And do you know her backstory?
I actually don't know anything about her.
So she was a supermodel, and she was part of the heroin chic era, where like models were extremely, extremely skinny. And she got into drugs, and she had this like 14-year-old boyfriend as well, who was really young, but he was like the biggest photographer in New York at the time. She was 14. Like, she was like,
oh my god, okay, like running, she was like 21.
No, she was running around New York. They were like these kids, and like he was her muse, very like heroin chic model. She got into the dark scene. It's kind of like in Wondery Hill when Brooke like goes to like the modeling convention.
I can't talk about Wondery
Hill. I know, I wasn't, yeah, I know.
Please don't bring it up.
And then she like got clean and like turned into an actress, and then she's like Lemon on Heart of Dixie and in Pearl Harbor. If you go from Pearl Harbor, Heart of Dixie, I'm picking Heart of Dixie.
Obviously.
But yeah, she has like a really cool background. I think she should write a celebrity book.
I think she should too. I was going to ask how you knew that. Did she write a book? No.
No, I'm just like sick.
Yeah. Oh, another PR question I had for you. What do you think is going to be the medium in which Britney finally shares her truth? Because I believe it should be a book.
I think it's going to be an Oprah interview.
Yeah.
Because Diane Sawyer, obviously.
Is so toxic.
We all know how that went. I drink Pepsi. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what do you mean I drink Pepsi?
I think I would love to see an Oprah interview with her, just because I love Oprah. I feel like if it's a book, it might not be as authentic, because like there's going to be other people writing it with her. I would love to see like a genuine reaction where she like doesn't have time to like think about whatever their people want her to say and to actually just like speak her truth.
Yeah. I don't know how she would translate on camera.
Imagine if she went on Red Table Talk.
Dead. There have been some iconic moments on Red Table Talk. I'm not gonna lie. Olivia Jade.
Everything.
I literally sat in the studio and watched it the moment it came out.
Yeah.
I was like downloading the Facebook Watch app. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck is this?
Literally.
And then there was like that other Red Table Talk, like with Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, I also really liked the one with the girl from Grey's Anatomy. What's her name? The main character?
Ellen Pompeo.
Yeah, she did a really good one as well. I like Red Table Talk.
I've heard that Ellen Pompeo is like not a nice woman. I've seen like multiple videos of her on TikTok. Of her like constantly saying no to taking pictures with fans. And I do believe like as a celebrity, it is annoying, and like you do have every right to say no, especially if you're like with your family, you're eating a meal. But like for every time your answer to be no, like that's fucking rude.
Can I tell you the one person who's ever said no to me?
Who?
I was in LA.
I thought you were going to say me. I'm like, bitch, no, I did not. We took a picture.
I went to Claudia's meet and greet.
What show did we go to?
Boston.
Got it.
The Wilbur. Vince Vaughn.
No.
Yes.
Oh my god, I love him.
Yes, I was at a sushi restaurant, and I was out in LA for the summer while I was in college, like interning. And this is when I would still like go up and be like, "Where can I get a picture with you?"
Of course.
And he was like, "No."
And did he give a reason? No. Or it was just no period?
No period.
There was no dot dot dot.
There was like a California roll on the table, and I'm like, I can't.
Oh my god, that's horrifying. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever been told no, and I think if I did, like, I would probably die. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, and I definitely don't get like recognized like a lot, but I feel like in New York and LA I'll get recognized here and there. Mm-hmm. And I was sobbing in the airport on the way home from the Super Bowl because my dog was sick, and somebody came up to me and was like, oh my god, as I'm sobbing,
not
was,
the time
they were like, oh my god, are you Girl Boss? And I was like, yeah.
Not the time.
Yeah, not the time. But not the time. I was like, yeah, I mean, I'll take any type of recognition.
Yeah, of course, girl, me too.
Somebody opens the door for me, I'm like, they know who I am.
I'm like, oh my god, did you call me and answer him?
Yeah.
Well, I love you. This was so fun. You have to come back. You're an amazing 100%. Co-host. Thank you so much for just like caring about all of this, like just as much, maybe more than I care about it.
Thank you.
And I love that for you. I'm so happy for all of your success. Everyone follow GBT on TikTok and on Instagram at Girl Boss Town. Oh, wait, what the fuck is Girl Boss Town?
So, as a marketing and branding queen myself, my name is the one thing that nobody picks up on, because it's like Girl Boston, because I'm from Boston and live in Boston.
Oh.
So it's like Girl Boss Town. And yeah, it's not a good look for my like marketing and branding.
While it makes no sense, it's so unique and there's just so much you can do with it, like GBT. So yeah. I think it's actually good.
Cool.
But now knowing that it's a Boston reference, that does change things.
But there's
It's meant to be pronounced Girl Boss Town.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And there's a new ABC show called Single, like Sober Female or whatever. And it's a girl who works at like an influencer company in Boston. It's called Girl Boss Town. So I was like,
excuse me?
Excuse me?
Do you have a trademark?
in the process.
Good, good, good. Yes. Well, I love you. Thank you. Also, everyone follow GBT. Her real name is Robin, but like that's irrelevant because you are always going to be GBT to me.
Thank you.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing day, and we'll see you tomorrow for Hump Day, our final show of the week. Jackie will be joining us remotely. And then I'm headed to Texas for shows. I'm in Austin Thursday, Dallas Friday, and then Houston Saturday and Sunday. The shows are sold out except for the final show in Houston. Tickets available at girlwithnojob.com/store. Have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.